A group of legal advocates is calling for the state to relax rules around visitation in Connecticut nursing homes. Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scale has more.
Peggy Johnson says the first time she saw her mom in person after 112 days, it was bittersweet.
Because she couldn't understand why we couldn't hug and kiss. She still asks every time I see her, why can't I hug you?
Johnson's mom, Gladys, has dementia and is at a nursing home in Newington. After months apart, they now visit for a few minutes each week outside. Lucy Potter is an attorney at Greater Hartford Legal Aid, which signed on to a letter this week asking the State Department of Public Health to revise visitation rules for vulnerable nursing home residents.
This group of people in these nursing homes have just lived through this nightmare where people have been dying all around them, and it just really can be very important to have that contact of, you know, the person who you've always known and loved to help you explain and understand and console you through all of this.
Nursing homes have barred most visits since March. In June, the state allowed some outside visits. Mairead Painter, the state's long-term care ombudsman, says she anticipated updated DPH visitation guidelines that could allow for more indoor visits last week. But Tropical Storm Isaias diverted attention away from the issue.
I'm hoping now that as things are stabilizing that it'll rise back up to the top and come out as soon as possible.
DPH says it is working to expand visitation but would not commit to a timeline. Johnson says she's willing to wear appropriate protective gear or get tested before going to see her mother. She just wants to give her a hug.
I dread that phone call when I see her in the courtyard and she's going back inside crying and sad. And I dread the next morning I might get that call that says she's gone. And the last I saw her, she was sad.
Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.